The stock market is approaching hibernation, as in bear market. Technically, that's a 20% fall. And if you measure the market by a broad index called the S&P 500, we were briefly in bear territory on Friday. So, what to do? Well, first, call Jill Schlesinger on speed dial. She's business analyst at CBS News and the host of Jill on Money. Okay, Jill, bear market is a 20% fall from a peak. But as you write, they're pretty common. We've had 14 since 1945, which is exactly the number of presidents we've had in that period. So they're not uncommon, are they?
No, they're not. And we actually had three more that were very close, I think 19.5%. And, you know, listen, I know that it always makes people feel very uncomfortable. However, you know, when we think about it, bear markets last a lot shorter than bull markets. So let's say an average of about 9 or 10 months. Stocks do lose about over a third of their value. But, you know, when you think about a bull market, those last more like 2.7 years, and stocks do tend to go up much more than they go down. So that's why so many analysts out there, so many financial advisors will say, look, stay invested, because over the long term, stocks do better than having your money sitting under your mattress or in a bank account.
Okay, the stock market represents how investors think companies are going to do in the future. So what are the headwinds now for companies? Is it the cost of raw materials, the cost of workers, the cost of borrowing? What?
You kind of nailed it there. So I think it's high prices, inflationary concerns, pretty prevalent. We also know supply is still really messed up. The whole supply chain has just had an enormous number of problems, not just around COVID, but other issues that actually predated COVID. The war in Ukraine adds more pressure. So if we just look at two companies that reported their earnings last week, you can almost see it in just these two companies. And I'm talking about the biggies, Walmart and Target, kind of like the bellwether of the U.S. consumer.
Yeah.
Both of those companies said, hey, you know what? We had a ton more expenses. People did come in and start shopping and kept shopping, but they didn't buy frivolous stuff, just the stuff they really needed. And as a result, the companies actually reported worse than expected earnings. And this really began the sell-off last week, which was kind of like an indictment of the U.S. consumer. Like, wow, if these two big companies say the consumers are kind of hurting a little bit and starting to change their behavior, that could be a problem down the road.
Now, not all of us own stocks or stock funds, but we all own this economy. Is a slumping stock market a sign that a recession is coming?
There's a legendary economist. His name is Paul Samuelson. He said the stock market has predicted 9 of the last 5 recessions. So,
what that means
is, you know, because we're in a bear market or even near a bear market doesn't necessarily mean the economy's going into a recession. But look, recessions are like bear markets. It is part of the normal economic cycle. We expand and then we contract. And the expansion lasts longer than the contraction, which is good. But you know what? The reality is we will have a recession. That's why I think it's probably good, even though you may be pent up and wanting to do a little revenge spending right now, it would be pretty smart to keep a little bit of that safety net intact, because we don't know what's going to happen in the next 6 or 12 months.
All right. That's CBS business analyst and the host of Jill on Money, Jill Schlesinger, also here now as business therapist. Much appreciated, Jill.
Thanks for having me.